HarperCollins presents Love at First Night by Megan Clawson. Read by Ashley Tucker. Chapter 1.
Lady Alenthea, finish him! Mum's voice bellows across the battlefield. The tip of my sword brushes the exposed throat of my twin. Heaving with every panting breath, the breastplate of his armour is dappled with the same blood that now dries in a crust around his nostril. Weaponless fingers claw at the mashed earth at my feet. Eyes identical to my own search my face for any weakness, any hint of mercy. He won't find any. He will pay for what he's done.
End it!
Dad joins the battle cries. There's a tremolo in his words. They're weak in his foolish emotion. Removing my gaze from my wounded prey, I take just a second to look back at my father as he clutches the collar of his tunic, his tall shoulders rounded and hunched.
Oh, for Odin's sake, Simon.
Mum reminds him where he is by leaving an imprint of her crooked staff in his stomach, straightening him back up to his giant height. He sips his mug of tea nervously, his eyes flickering back and forth, evidently torn between supporting his kids in their fight or retreating back into the village hall, unable to watch on any longer. Sam takes his moment to strike from under me, slamming his heavy gauntlet against my own. Sam knocks my sword from my grip and in a single swipe relieves my legs of the weight of my body and lets gravity do the rest of the work in ploughing me into the loam. Unable to fight against the weight of my armour, I am bound to the earth, just waiting for his return attack. I don't wait long. He looms over me like the Grim Reaper, not bothering to pin me down. I feel like I'm sinking into the ground, retreating into my grave as his dirty face shifts further and further away. He is the god of death, descended from the clouds to hand me my fate. I can't see him tearing off his armour, but it clatters in a heap behind my head, and he returns, his boots knocking my shoulders as he brings his sword back into play. You fought hard, sweet sister, but hesitation was always your folly. Lifting the hilt above his head, unrestrained by his steel, he brings the blade down to my trachea. Good night. Scattered applause echoes under the porch of the village hall and snaps me out of my strangled coughing and spluttering. That was bloody brilliant, Daisy. Sam stands over me again, offering me a hand up. With a groan, I am finally back on my feet, looking down at the daisy-shaped dent in the grass. One of my elf ears has been left behind and sticks up like a latex headstone. Samwise, language. Mum, too staff happy, gives him a soft clobber over the head with a gnarled stick as she reaches us. But you are correct in your statement. Good work, kids. She kisses the both of us on our dirty foreheads, or rather attempts to. It is her false fangs that leave a damp patch. As the adrenaline of the fight finally settles, I turn to my brother, my debrief ready to be laid out. Next week, we should really work more on our hand-to-hand. It needs to be perfect for the Battle of Helm's Geek, Sam. You need to stop being afraid of going for the face. Just whack! Oh, I do hate to see you two fighting. Dad cuts me off. His eyes are wide with concern, and we all roll ours. It's not real, Dad, I assure him. Just how Mum isn't actually an ugly goblin on steroids. We look her up and down. Her transformation is quite comical when you think about it. By weekday, a successful accountant, never seen with a wrinkle in her pantsuit. By weekend, one of Tolkien's orcs. She was up at 4 this morning, and her face has been metamorphosed with the help of a hell of a lot of silicon. Beauty, the last thing on her mind. Her own hair is hidden and replaced by a few wild and greasy strands. The iris in one eye is blacked out with a contact lens, and her jaw protrudes in an underbite, with weighty fangs bursting from her mouth in a dribbling mess. Even at barely 5'1", she is the most terrifying and imposing creature on the field. She is a work of art, in an ugly, malevolent sort of way. She actually met my dad looking like that too, at the Battle of Gibraltar Point. His first character wasn't the terrified squire that he is now. Before he had kids, he was the coolest paladin anyone had ever seen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?